denounce him.
Hey, you guys need to back a play, man. I back you guys just play when stuff happens.
Okay, so the dragon isn't too far. You could get there in like an hour.
Then we will go and attempt to cure the dragon.
Maybe for me, I'd ask the professor for a moment alone. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you guys listen to it, but like, Torque feels not shame at all in his decision. He feels like he was 100% right. Professor, I feel like what I did back there, I feel like it was the right thing to do. But I feel some doubt in my decisions from my teammates, from my friends. I wanted to see what you felt about, did I make the right decision back there as a member of the Academy?
You acted from your guts. What you believed was right. And I think that is valiant. You must consider consequences. It would have been better, obviously, to be able to capture her. But in this instant, I think things worked out.
I feel no doubt or remorse.
Good.
But I should probably talk to my friends about it.
Okay. So I said we just leave and make our way there. It takes like an hour.
Or to travel to the dragon, yes.
Okay.
I might take, like, you know, as we're leaving, like, some, like, a moment or two to help, like, lift people out of cages or, you know, break some chains or something. Just.
I might take a moment to do that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, sure. Like, well, like, if that happens and, like, we just immediately run out of the gate, you know, we might have some moments, you know.
So Gutspiller has all of the blacksmiths and the slavers together.
Yeah.
And is telling them the plan as you guys are putting ladders in the slave pits and things. And they sort of look confused, but eventually they seem to be swayed. And you see nodding heads as you walk out and towards the dragon's lair. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Well, let's march on towards the place. It's going to be through swamps, or is it going to be...
Yep. Well, so...
Is Gutspiller staying or coming with us?
He's staying.
Resplendent is coming with us, though.
Yes. So as you go... it is through swamps, but there are a number of log bridges that seem to head towards the direction of the cliffs. So you're able to take them. I need you to roll perception.
Oh, no.
Natural 20.
Natural 7.
So, Torque, you notice, as you're about to get onto another log bridge, in the reeds, you see 4 lizard-like humanoids concealed in the reeds and rushes.
Okay.
They seem to be armed with clubs and javelins. They seem to be waiting.
Waiting. I want to subtly but firmly alert my comrades to their presence.
Okay.
I don't want to like be like, ah, look, you know, but I want to be like...
Oh, there's no time for a dance.
He's telepathic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I speak to you and you speak to the others. There are 4 lizard folk clubs there, that way.
Okay. Can you telepathically just put in our heads?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
So I'm playing a game of telephone.
So, physical. What do you do to not look suspicious as you just stop all of a sudden?
Just walk casual.
I'm going to tie my shoe.
We're all going to tie our shoe at the same time.
In a circle. We each tie the other shoe.
Hey, why'd we stop?
My shoe was untied.
I didn't do it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Spun it. There's bad guys over there. Be quiet.
She disappears.
Should we jump these guys?
Perhaps. What's the lay of this land?
So there's the log bridge, and then you're on like a mass of land that's damp but not muddy. But then there's just like at least 3 feet of muddy water that the bridge is crossing until it gets to another land. The bridge itself is 30 feet long.
So how far are they?
They're like 40 feet away.
40 feet away.
If you're at this side of the bridge, like right at the bridge.
Okay.
So they're at the other end of the bridge, or are they to the sides?
They're at the other end of the bridge, and then to the sides, hiding in rushes.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Clever girling it up.
Yep, there's 2 on each side, waiting for you to cross. So we'll see.
I mean, strategy wise, if we, you know, if we pass, then they can attack us from each side. But if we announce ourselves and they attack, then it's only from one, you know, direction.
How much water is there? Like on the sides? Like it's deep?
If you, I mean, it's like muddy. It's tough to see, but you, it's not like running or anything.
Okay.
It's like bog.
But there must be a reason there's a bridge because there's this swampy stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're ambushing us on it.
Do you? How are you guys for range attacks?
Crossbow.
My spells.
Crossbow. And magic.
Rune spear.
None. You can toss me.
Tork, you cross the bridge.
By myself.
On my mock.
Okay.
I'll give you a signal.
I will blindly trust you all because right. I back your play.
You guys prepare your ranged weapons.
Crossbow?
It's a hand crossbow.
Okay. You're tying your shoes.
Maybe as we had the conversation coming here, it's like, you know, I kind of took the choice away from you guys. So in this regard, I will not doubt you. On your mark.
It's a good thing to think.
Now, on the other side of this thing, there's like some reeds and stuff, and that's where they are hiding?
Yep.
So like it's like right against the water?
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm aware of all four and where they are, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. You're the one that saw them.
You're the leader.
These leader folks, they're pretty bulky, so you think that they are probably strong, very strong.
Ectomorphs. I've dealt with plenty of ectomorphs.
They have like a loincloth on, mm-hmm. and then it's just their scales. And they have clubs, each of them.
And it's four?
How many did you say?
They're four.
Four. Okay.
So I don't want us to all be stuck on the bridge.
And you rolled a natural 20, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you notice that they also seem to have nets.
Nets. Gotcha.
Ah. Can we have Resplendent? And maybe like if we can bait them over. We can shoot at them and when they run over to the bridge, run across. We have Resplendent have like a rope and like pull it across. They one trips or something.
Possibly.
Is that too cartoon?
Well, I assume that Aaron has a plan.
I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, that's what I said. I'm just going to go with his for now.
If you guys attack with your range, Torque, you'll go run across the bridge after them. Okay?
So they fire first before he starts moving?
He said on his mark.
Well, we'll get up. Just make sure you guys are prepared.
Yeah.
Torque, you'll take lead, and we'll start. Like, we're going to go across the bridge.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
If you have your crossbow, and you have your spells ready and stuff,
okay,
we'll get, like, in a file, and we'll start towards the bridge. And then when we get, like, right along the water, Elor is going to disappear and jump into the water.
Okay. Okay.
Do I need a stealth check or anything for that against them? I want to try to get it where they don't necessarily notice me or they're like confused by it or something.
Sure.
Yeah, you can take the action before.
Tie your shoes together.
Yeah. Tie my shoes together.
That way you have an excuse of why you trip and fall off the bridge.
Have a Resplendent tie their shoes.
Five.
So is this like they're creating a distraction and you were diving in? Or is this like a...
I want them to think we're
you're
just
pretending
coming.
To fall.
We're just getting ready to cross. Sure, I could pretend to fall in.
Then that's deception.
Oh, deception? Well, deception is a...
Zero.
Zero. Five.
Well, I mean, how narrow is the bridge?
Two people could walk across.
Like an Indiana Jones bridge.
Yeah, course. I just want... Like, I mean, I was just thinking, like, use that to funnel. You know, we're not exactly outnumbered, but...
Or
you know.
Abreast,
I guess.
Yeah, I think that is initially the plan.
Yeah. I'm hoping it'll happen.
All right, so you go into the water.
Okay.
And you guys can have a free attack.
So they're going to go range. I'm running across.
You start running across. Okay. Well, before they attack, what I want to have happen, I'm falling into the water.
Yep.
I imagine they look like, because I didn't tell them what was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then on the other side of the water, a crocodile is going to jump up and pull one of these lizards into it.
Mm.
I've turned into a crocodile.
Sweet.
Okay. All right, so
I'm going to grab one. I want to pull it into the water with me.
All right, so you can have a surprise attack.
Okay.
Remember a twist. I
finally got crocodiles.
Yeah,
good. Finally.
Because of the level.
Couldn't go crocodile with crocodile.
No, but I met a crocodile, so now I'm going to crocodile.
You're not Beast Boy.
Yeah, just go find crocodile friends and have a crocodile army.
Crocodile army.
Until you turn back and they feel betrayed.
Start a band called Crocodile Rock.
It's like the squirrel in...
20!
Woo!
Natural 20. Natural 20 on gun and grab it. Draw.
So you hit?
Good. So the hit is going to do 1d10 plus 2 piercing damage, and they're going to be grappled. Escape is DC 12. Until the grapple ends, the target is restrained. The crocodile can't bite another target. But I want to bite him and then pull him into the water.
Okay. So
from the trees?
He takes 10 plus a d10. 10
plus a d10?
Mm-hmm.
Plus 2, right?
Plus 1, yeah.
Plus 2, yeah. which is 8.
So 20.
It's 20 damage.
Okay.
I switched my green one.
Now you grab them out of their hiding spot?
Like they were right along the water where they were, so I wanted to jump up and grab one of them.
Gotcha.
Pull them back down into the water.
All right, so you...
Do they all four have nets? Did I notice that?
Yes. So you go up to grab one. This is your first time being a crocodile, so you think this is all going to go great.
No, no.
You grab its leg, pull it down, and just the leg comes.
Oh.
Okay. And he falls and bleeds out immediately.
Okay.
You bite down too hard.
Now, as I'm rushing, you said that you kind of fell and we didn't know what happened. Do I recognize Elor the crocodile? Or am I like, oh, God! You know, for a second.
I'm hoping that somewhere in there you're like, that must be the signal.
That must be the signal. Okay. Gotcha.
What's your passive perception?
Perception.
Down on the lower left.
Yeah. Bottom of all your skill, your stuff?
Oh, 9.
9?
You were unsure.
Okay.
But I trust
Elor.
Yeah.
And everything that's happened. So I continue the plan.
All right, so
you imagine there's a guy that says, just go. And I go, oh, you're like, oh, the plan. Yes.
All right, so both of you can have your free attack. All
right.
Or combat starts. Well, you have to roll for the attack.
Attacking with your crossbow.
Okay.
Now you have advantage because it's a surprise.
Because the crocodile.
Okay. So you do it twice and then take the best.
Okay. Okay, so I have a 10 and 1, okay, 3 damage.
Well, what's your attack roll?
Yeah, so add the d20 to your attack number, which is the first number.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is what?
So you're attacking with a hand crossbow, so it's a plus 4.
Mm-hmm.
So then the d20 plus 4 is
14.
14.
14.
Yeah.
And he gets an advantage on that?
He does, so he gets to roll twice and take the best.
So roll again, that's with d20. And that's a natural 20.
Okay, so the natural 20 hits. So you do maximum damage, which is 6, plus add a d6.
Okay.
So 10, four. And then add, what's your modifier for damage? It's the very last number.
Oh, it's a 2.
Okay, so 12.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I did it earlier, but I didn't, I guess.
Eight. Well, you don't do your damage until after you decide if you've hit.
Okay.
So the crossbow shoots. It goes into his eye socket.
Oh!
He pulls it out.
Ugh.
His eye's on it. He takes a bite.
No. What?
And he draws his club. All right.
Oh, geez, Louise.
Damn, these guys.
It's going to be a fun fight.
Well, you got to do at least, you got to do somewhere around 20 damage to kill him.
And I just took out one eye.
Yeah. All right, Volcom.
All right. Witch Bolt with a 17.
That hits.
All right. I'm casting it at a second level.
Okay.
So it's going to.
Is this the one Shane hit, or a different one?
This is a different one.
Okay.
This is very good. I rolled an 11 and a 12 plus charisma?
On a hit, it takes a d12. So it's just a d12.
Well
I'm casting it at level 2.
What is it on the bottom there for that?
So for each additional level above 1, d12. I can...
So 2d12 plus... 2d12.
Just 2d12?
Yep.
Okay, so that's 23 damage.
All right, and this is like a lightning.
Yeah.
All right, so you cast this lightning at one of them. Flash of lightning, like you only see it if you're not blinking at the time. It hits this guy, and like a hot dog in a microwave, he just explodes.
All right. So that leaves, you've taken one down into the water.
I ate his leg off.
His leg. He's distracted. That guy's exploded, distracted. You shot in his eye, distracted. There's one more.
There's one fully
with
healthy
the possibility
one.
Of a net.
Yes.
As I'm running, and I saw the nets, I want to make sure I have my backpack off running up towards it.
Okay.
That way if the net comes at me, I'm throwing it at the net so it takes it instead of me.
What's your speed?
My speed!
It's right above your hit points, to the right.
25 feet.
So, you can get to him, but you can't also... You can do a charge, I guess.
I just didn't know if that, like, you know, because we kind of had a... What, the ambush, or what was the thing called?
A surprise.
Yeah.
That maybe that could be my part of the surprise, is that I had that ready for that, but that's going to happen.
Yep.
Man, these guys didn't know what the fuck was going on.
I was like, well, how am I going to get rid of the net? You know, have it net something else. I need a phasing power.
Phasing? You're doing it.
Why can't I have socks of phasing?
Socks of phasing.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know I can't do magic, but I can get magical items eventually, right?
Yeah.
Socks of phasing.
All right, so you can get up to him. He heard the guy get his leg bit off, and he's looking in that direction. Mm-hmm. He turns around, and he sees this dwarf sprinting across the bridge.
Yep.
Your little dwarf legs are pretty slow.
Yep.
So he is going to try and throw the net.
Okay.
You throw the backpack.
Toss it.
So he'll have disadvantage. Your backpack goes into the net,
mm-hmm.
and it goes into the swamp,
mm-hmm.
and it sort of is floating there as you continue to run and can roll an attack.
Okay. And also...
You're raging?
Raging.
Okay.
Just to make doubly sure that this one last
guy...
Well,
the guy, this one guy ate his own eye.
Yeah.
Okay, so I need to see if I hit a Warhammer. So, I didn't roll at all, but that's a...
Where's the dot?
It's a 9.
Okay.
So that's a 9 plus 6. 15?
That hits.
Okay. And then to attack. That is an 8. Oh, no. I'm sorry. That's the wrong die. That's a 10.
Yep, that one. Nope.
That's a D8.
Not that one. That one.
This one. 6 plus 5 plus 2. So 11, 13.
Plus an additional 2 because you're raging.
Well, that's what I already added.
Oh, 13. So 13. Okay. And you get an extra attack, right?
Yeah, that'll be my bonus attack.
So go ahead. And yeah.
Another 6, so another 13.
You have to hit with the second attack.
Oh, I have to...
You have to roll the attack.
Roll
yeah.
the attack first.
Because it's a separate attack.
Oh, fucking 1.
Oh,
okay,
no.
I got 1 attack.
All right. So you go up and... This guy has thrown, has his club in his other arm. He sort of starts to swing it, and you go up, and you hammer his elbow.
Yep.
Oh.
And it just sort of shatters. His arm just kind of loosely hangs.
Mm.
I know that feeling.
He screams in your face, like his mouth is much larger than at first you think it would be. There's these sharp teeth. There's drool as he's sort of looking right into your face.
Mm-hmm.
Let's roll initiative.
Blanks here too.
He needs to roll initiative too.
Mercury, yeah. They all need.
11 for Vulcan.
Minus 8.
20, 21.
Feels good not to have a minus.
At least you don't have to subtract.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you guys get initiative before the guy staring at me in my face.
21 should be pretty good.
What do you have, Thane?
I have 19, and Mercury has 15.
You have 19?
Yes.
So, Elor, you're first.
Yes, all right, well.
You're a crocodile?
I'm a crocodile.
Okay.
I'm gonna...
So you're flanking the one with torque.
All right.
And then the guy with the guy missing an eye is on the other side.
All right, well, let me take bite out of the one there with torque then.
Okay.
Am I capable of pulling him or anything once I do it, or should I just... I'll just bite him now, and then I'll try to move him next time. He'll be grappled, though, if I can get him.
Yep.
Dang! It's a one.
Damn.
We both got natural 20s and natural 1s.
Yeah.
They come and they go. Yep.
That's
all
too
right.
big for the dice, too.
So.
Put him back in the box.
Elor goes to bite this guy. He sort of lifts up a foot and just sort of stomps on your nostril and buries it in the mud.
Jeez.
As he has his club and he's just roaring at torque. It is Thane's turn.
Okay, I'm just going to attack him with my greatsword and use Divine Smite
okay.
as well.
We'll see if you hit.
Okay, so...
Is he close enough? Does he have to move?
Woo, right natural 20.
Oh, yes, you are not close enough. But you can...
Well, he has a movement.
Yeah,
course, right?
Yeah, so you can move to the other side of the bridge.
Okay.
And attack.
That's what I did.
Yep, that's fine.
I was just saying, you were back here first.
All right, so you do max damage, which is 2d6.
Yeah.
And then you roll 2d6. As well.
Okay.
So 12 plus 7.
7.
Is 19.
Yeah.
Plus your damage modifier, which is the very last number.
Yeah, 3. So
20.
10, yeah.
Is this the elbow guy or the eyeball guy?
This is
the guy you shot, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The eyeball guy.
All right. So you go up.
22.
Yeah. So he is roaring at you, ready to strike. And you're running up at a certain speed. And when you're like 5, 7 feet away from him, you lunge at him. You do a leap that is much faster than he was expecting.
Okay.
You slash, and your greatsword just goes entirely through him, and he just falls into...
You turn around and put your sword away, like, and he splits in half behind you like a Power Ranger villain.
Yeah.
Do like a blood swipe first.
Mercury's next. And then...
Okay. Mercury is going to... Blinking doesn't take a turn, does it?
No. Well, so as an action, he can blink and attack either before or after the blink.
Okay, yeah.
So he can blink.
The eyeball guy's dead, right?
Yes. Okay. So there's only the guy with the smashed elbow.
That's okay. Right in front of me. That's
right in front of Tor.
I'd like him to blink behind him.
That's fine. He's with 40 feet is enough to do so.
Okay, so and...
So he does so. He needs to roll to attack.
He's going to roll, and that's an 18.
That hits.
Yeah, plus his...
And then roll a d6 and add 1.
Okay, 3.
Okay, so he bites at his leg. He's grabbing on. The lizard doesn't seem to register the pain, but he is hindered from moving.
Okay.
Right now, as he's just got his jaws clamped.
He's distracted while Eric...
It's Volcrum's turn.
Okay. The last guy...
Hot dog.
Do something before he does something. This is his turn next.
Do another hot dog.
Eldritch Blast.
Okay. And so you used your spell slot last time, right?
I did too, didn't I? Divine Smite?
No. Well, you...
Did you use Divine Smite?
Yes.
Then that uses a spell slot.
Yeah. Yeah, did you take one away for Witch Bolt?
No, I hadn't yet.
I didn't think so.
Is a 16?
Verm 16
AC.
Is a hit.
All right. It's 5. I feel like there's more damage. Do I get? Does the damage plus anything?
This?
Yeah. Like spell attack bonus, or is that just?
No, I mean this is.
I don't get any. Okay.
So. Yeah, okay. It doesn't take a spell slot, but it doesn't do a lot of damage.
Okay.
All right, so 5?
Yep.
All right, so you shoot a bolt of energy. It goes into his chest. He's still snarling at you, but what was drool is now blood. You see his eyes roll back into his head, and he stumbles and falls.
Mm. All right, that's all 4.
That's it.
That was very successful.
You see the crocodile disappear into the water. And then I splash back up.
Do you have my pack?
And he drops
your pack. Yay! I knew it was you, Elor, even though technically I didn't.
Thank you, crocodile. Did you eat my friend?
So the only thing they have on them are their nets, their javelins, and their clubs.
And their loincloth.
And their loincloth.
Net might turn useful.
Javelins?
None of them were damaged in the battle. I might... Pick up a net. Are
okay.
They're not too hard to carry, are they?
No, they're weighted nets, so they have small stones attached to the edges. But you can fold them up and carry them
easily enough. And Bales want one. There's 4 of them.
I'll take a net. So no, not yet.
Is a javelin's good?
Do we make save one for you?
I mean, you
sure.
can...
Why not?
Okay. I'll take 2 nets to get one later.
We should do. We should fight with like a trident and a weighted net.
That would be great.
So javelins are thrown weapons. So unlike your crossbow, they use strength instead of dexterity.
Yeah, I have 4 javelins. I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah. And they do like a d6 damage, I think.
And you could take the rest if you want.
Or something.
Because you're based on strength, right?
Yeah.
Are you based on strength or dexterity, Shane?
Dexterity more, actually.
Yes.
So you could stick with your crossbow and then...
My strength is 3. Well, actually, no, my dexterity is 2. My strength is 3. Yeah.
Yeah, with your hand crossbow, you use dexterity, but with your sword, you use strength.
So you want to take them? They do a d6 piercing. Range 30/120.
Which crossbow does a d6 too, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, so they both the same.
But a crossbow you have to load every round.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take them. Okay. Well, you want one, Eric?
I got 4.
Okay, so how many are left?
4.
Okay,
you both have 4.
Does anyone else want any?
No.
Okay, I took 2 of the nets. There's also 2 up if anybody wants them.
Okay.
You took 1 of those for me, right?
Yep.
I'll just put it on here and imagine that once I'm changed, I...
Yeah. So, you've defeated these lizards?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you taking a short rest, or are you just continuing on? A short rest allows you to spend hit dice if you... I don't think any of you got hit.
We didn't take any damage.
No.
So, you just...
Does it refill spell slots or anything?
No.
Yeah.
No, only a full rest.
It refills his Channel Divinity, is the only thing. But he didn't use any Channel Divinity. So, you clean off your blades and you get running. Eventually, you come to blackened vines and gnarled taproots dot the hard granite cliffs here. At the base of the cliff is a stagnant pool of water. Above the pool is a small hole, no larger than a human fist, dug into the cliff wall.
What? It's like Indiana Jones, you reach in and...
Is there a key? The
who
door?
Reaches in?
Guess a little bit, right?
Yeah, right. How big of a pool?
Can you detect
this water, too?
The pool is large.
I'm still a crocodile, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just traveling as a crocodile. I think it was safer.
It's so awesome.
I want to, I guess, look into
the floor of the pool is covered in bones. Buried in the water. The water is about 5 feet deep.
Okay.
The bones make an uneven surface. Deep grooves are cut into the granite around the hole, as if some enormous creature tried to claw its way inside.
It's a door.
Like bigger than Aaron?
So you also notice, once you're here, you see like footprints in the bottom that look like dragon footprints.
Oh.
And you can follow them to the other side of the pool, and you can see some mud walking off.
Okay.
Like the dragon tried to come here, tried to claw its way in.
So this isn't where he is. So
no.
I pop back up. Is there a telepathic thing you can do? Can I tell you what I saw?
Sure.
Right. And then like maybe motion and we try to see if we can follow these tracks towards where the dragon maybe his lair is.
Yep. Okay. Roll nature.
Unless someone wants track. To put their hand in that thing, but...
Like maybe, Nathan Drake?
Maybe wait.
I'm going to wait. If I do, I'm going to use Blade Ward.
That's a 12 plus 5, so 17.
All right, you were able to track it some ways. You end up going about 400 yards until you come to sort of a bog area, and you see the top of the head of a black dragon.
Like in the water?
In the water.
Can we tell that it's the same one as the diseased dragon?
It is. It's Stygoth. It appears to be asleep or unconscious.
In the water. Okay. So, how do we get Stygoth this dose? Looking at the dose, does it seem to have like a needle, a syringe, or is it just like a vial with liquid?
It's a vial with liquid.
Vial with liquid. Okay.
We need to get him to eat it.
Obviously, getting him to eat it somehow is the best, but...
I imagine so.
Yeah.
Do we... Dust Miller said about the food. Gotta have food.
However, he's also unconscious. So, could we possibly just put it into his mouth?
Well, he's under the water, though, too, right?
Yeah. Under the water?
Like, I imagine he's kind of like a crocodile a bit. Yeah. You know, like how like your mouth would be underwater?
Throw his nostrils. Same tube.
Maybe. I don't know if it...
Yeah, but... If he breathes it, is he gonna wake up and try to kill us?
Is he gonna get... Is he gonna digest it?
Maybe we have respawned it. Throw it in there.
Could it just be entered in his bloodstream?
I think it has to dip my arrow tip in it.
It's a dragon, though. The scales would be really hard.
I assume
the same thing with D&D.
There's no guarantee that, you know, tipping an arrowhead to try to inject it in his blood, that what if it bounced off his scale, you miss, and now we've wasted our dose.
So, with the nostrils are up there, I assume he eats meat. We can get a piece of meat, dose it, you know, put it in front of him. He's unconscious. Put it in front of his nostril. He's going to, you know, like a dog sometimes will wake up, smell and eat whatever... Woke him up, you know?
Dragons are real smart.
Work. Not this one, right? It's not as intelligent.
I mean, most dragons are intelligent.
Yeah, they are intelligent.
This one was just...
This one's also diseased right now.
This one is like, he's kind of raging.
Driven mad by, by the pain.
I would assume, like driven by instinct. We also have two doses, too.
We almost reached him, though, I felt like, there at the castle or whatever. But then they shot him with a scorpion.
Yeah, he ran away.
Maybe as a crocodile, I should, like, see if I can kind of go in the water and, like... Like, he said he could be unconscious, like, maybe he's hurt in there, or maybe, like...
Yeah, I guess go underwater and see if he's, like, bleeding
like
out.
Like, is he in a bed here, you know, and he's, like, this is where he sleeps, or is it, like, a place that he's just, like, he fell here and just, you know, went unconscious or something, or...
Or was he hunting and he fell asleep kind of thing?
Like, how do we get in his food?
Yeah. Well, he's got a lizard leg.
So how
like, we just find a little animal, we just, like... Hide it in its fur, sit it away, and it's like, rah, rah, he chases and eats it. There we go.
We could also try to talk to it.
But even in his right mind, they say that he's not very cooperative.
Well, here's the thing. Most dragons, like, there's the metallic ones, right? They're typically good.
Mm-hmm.
these ones here are still usually kind of smart, but they also like to care about themselves.
Yeah.
So if we can, like...
convince that we can help it.
Yeah. If it's in his best nature in some way, or he benefits...
And if he understands that we helped him, he might...
Help us.
Perhaps, yeah. Also, if, like, getting rid of this Mountain King
defend his swamp
helps to get his swamp to be more his.
He could be Shrek in this story.
He'll be like, Draco.
Get out of my swamp. Yeah.
All right, we'll be, like, we'll Shrek, all be Bowen.
Maybe some... something like that, buddy.
Once.
What was that?
Look at Shrek want people out of his swamp. And then I just thought of it like that. And Shrek kicking open the door out of the outhouse.
So do we attempt...
I like the idea to reason with it, because that's more of a promise of, like, hey... You can understand. We helped you. You can help us. Slash, we can help you too.
Instead of, like, trying to trick it.
Rather than trick. I agree.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that's the best course of action. All How right. do we go about it? So you want to do your recon?
I was thinking about, like, trying to, like, investigate underneath where he's sleeping as my crocodile, like, kind of go into the water, try to see if it looks like he's... Does he have, like, a bed here that he sleeps on? This is where he goes?
Sure.
Or is it, like, he crashed here and he's just, like,
yeah.
out?
So you do so. Yeah, he definitely just... stumbled here from exhaustion. He's roll medicine.
17.
Yeah.
Okay. He is near death.
Near death.
You think without aid he's not going to wake up again.
Is his head under the water? Like, is his mouth up?
Like his nostrils are above, kinda like a crocodile.
Dang it, that's what I was worried about.
We'll have to lift it.
Yeah.
And then explain after.
Yeah, no.
Aaron could.
I mean, I can try to attempt from under the water, swimming while you guys maybe can... Is he in the middle of it? Or is he, like, along the edge? Or is there a way of, like...
He's not in the middle, but his entire body is submerged.
Okay. Man, how big is this dragon?
A large dragon is...
Like, can we try to pull him towards the shore of the swamp so that we can, like...
I mean, he's gonna die. You know, he's not, I don't think he's gonna be, like,
strapped. You would need to tie ropes and do athletic checks.
Okay.
To try to drag him up.
I mean, I can help with tying the ropes around, hopefully, like, wrap the ropes around.
I have an athletic plus six, so.
So
everyone can aid Eric in this attempt?
Well, I'm gonna attempt to
19.
Help from under the water.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to help push, you know what I mean?
You sound like the guy in the science commercial.
Also,
commercials.
Also, I imagine that we're getting out our ropes, and then I'll
try
to take them around so that we can get some grippings around him in different locations.
Okay.
And so then becomes a 25.
And they can pull.
Eric.
19!
Yay!
Mine Eric, you get a plus two.
Okay.
From Calvin.
Mine's a 21.
You get another plus two.
Okay, so 19.
What am I doing?
26. Oh, yeah.
Athletics? 13.
Another plus two. So a total plus six.
31.
Okay. So you all heave.
You can break down a castle door.
it's easier than it would be because he just sort of slides through the mud.
Yeah.
And he's very slick from the water and the mud. So are you just trying to get his head on shore or the whole body on shore?
I mean...
Seems like the head.
At least the head. Because we need to try to get him to administer the antidote. And then we also need to maybe try to heal him.
Okay, you do so. He's breathing weakly, but still unconscious.
Should we try to tie him down or something first?
I don't want him to feel like he's trapped.
This is an intelligent being. We want to show that we're helping.
All right.
Yeah, I know.
And if he's still in the water, it'll take him a second to get out.
You guys could maybe try one of your good berries or a lay on hands or something like that to try to maybe help heal
him.
So
we've already measured the...
We gave him the antidote right? Did one of us give him that yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. I have one. I'm on cork.
So Torque, I mean, his mouth will take all of your effort in order to open the jaw.
Yeah.
So as you do so, who throws in the...
I will.
Calvin has
the other dose. He has the other one.
All right. So do you like pour it in? Do you toss it in glass at all?
Not
to the glass.
I open it. Well, I was thinking to make sure it all goes in. I was going to open it and then throw the vial in so that it doesn't just pour out or he spits it out or something like that.
Cuts him going down or something.
Roll medicine after he does that.
Him roll medicine?
Everyone.
Oh. Natural 20.
Never mind.
Three.
Both of my medicine checks even. Natural 20.
you think if it's going to have any effect, you're going to have to use all of it.
Okay, both.
And
like
hopefully
doses.
That's enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm holding it open, and I have it on the side. You can grab it from there.
I grab it from there. I also throw in a good berry. Both my good berries.
Okay.
And after all that goes down his gullet, I'm going to healing hands on him.
All right. How much does that heal?
Four.
Shane, you also have...
Along with hands, the two good berries,
I have land hands, yeah.
A total of six.
I was looking at any good berries.
We all have at least one.
Yeah.
Everyone should have at least one
good berry. Yeah, I have two good berries.
I can make, I make 10 usually because of my trance. Usually what I try to do is I try to trance for the 4 hours to where I have good berries, and then trance again to where I change up what spells I have prepared.
Yeah.
So Shane, the most you can give him is, you can use all of your land hands to give him 20 hit points because it's your paladin level times 5.
Okay, yeah, well, I gotta roll him.
You don't, you just say you do it.
Do we want just enough to get him alive? Do we want to heal him all the way, and then we have to fight him because he attacks us, you know?
Well, we can do the good berry aspect
yeah.
and try to see how that affects him, okay. and then go from there, and then
in terms of healing
keep healing gotcha. Little by little as we work
so
on
the,
him.
So the two vials go in, and then...
And the two good berries,
two
right?
Two good berries.
Yeah, and then my healing hands for a total of 6.
All right, so with your natural 20...
The good berries each give one.
You think you're going to have to wait... A while,
yeah,
to see what happens.
Right.
So, how much time are you willing to spend?
I mean, we just have to get back to the castle for tomorrow. So,
and,
I mean,
yeah, it's important that
we can try to wait out
make
here.
Make sure it works. I mean, we're just trusting it works.
And make sure nothing comes here to kill him. I guess.
It's like,
yeah.
It's like an hour into the afternoon.
He knows that we helped him.
Yeah.
So, because we left around lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could set up like a little camp for the time being, take a short rest while we wait for the medicine to kick in.
Maybe,
sure
maybe like
around
depending
him.
On how long it is, maybe like a quick hunt so he has something to eat as he wakes up.
Maybe.
I have a good berry.
You can bring the lizards.
A little more.
We cook the lizards.
Well, a good berry will fill the stomach of a
grown man. Sustains you for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I need something more real.
You could bring the lizard, man.
It is fairly grotesque, but.
The dragon.
All right, so you make camp.
They're obviously tasty. They eat their own eye.
It's probably a delicacy.
All right. So let's let's try to make a little camp, short rest, kind of.
Okay.
Wait and try to be here in case something tries to attack him. And or if
sure.
he wakes up.
You do so. Night begins to fall. And you're about to give up hope.
I'm also going to turn out of my...
He begins to stir.
Zip.
You see an eye open. It's sort of sleepily. His slit is wide. Like maybe he's suffering from some sort of fever. But it's not crazed. Like it was before. Most of his wounds still exist. Like the acid in his stomach is still sort of seeping through a little bit.
Gotcha.
Groans in pain.
Stygoth, are you okay?
Who goes there? I can't see.
My name is Elor. Me and my friends found you. We administered an antidote to hopefully clear you of this disease you had. And we've been watching you, hoping to heal you.
More...
I can cast a heal. I can get up to half my level in D6s, which is 11.
Nice.
Here.
So you lay your hands on him, and some of the wounds begin to close up. He raises his head, looks.
I see figures. You are men.
I'm an elf.
I am a dwarf.
Yes.
We
don't know what he is.
Sorry.
Why are you here?
Well, long story short, we've been stopping this mining thing at this castle. We've disrupted all of that, and we're trying to heal this terrible wound in your swamp. We came here to help you because you seem to have been diseased by the weapons they created.
We're hoping that you can help us.
I see.
The Mountain King does have a caravan tomorrow. Expecting more weapons, and we want to disrupt that as well.
So you helped me.
Yes.
Most unexpected.
Well, we don't believe you were being,
Where's my collar?
Collar? What collar?
There was a large circular hula hoop sort of thing when you first encountered him.
Hmm. Like the first time at the one thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It would be back at the battlefield where we first tried to help.
I need it.
What is it for?
It allows me to get into my cave.
We saw your cave. Very impressive.
Thank you.
Nice interior design.
Did you enter it?
No. We did not. We cared only about...
That is for the best.
We were searching for you.
So you wish my help.
Well, there's two issues we have here that are taking place in your swamp. One is the Mountain King, who is trying to get making these weapons.
These blades.
Are you familiar with that?
He looks at his side. I am.
The other is the way they make the blades. Have you seen a huge chasm?
A maw.
Maw.
Yes.
It's in your swamp, and apparently that is how they make the blades. We also want to close that, which will also stop the Mountain King and his weapons.
Do you know how?
We believe we know of a way.
We're looking for a skull. Some kind of item from a creature long ago. A demon, perhaps?
Green dragons always repay their debts. But I cannot fight in this shape. Black dragon.
He's a black dragon. Yeah. He's a little out of it. I
was thinking about that, Chad.
He's a little out of it.
Well, do you know of any magical skulls or anything? Or
it would be towards the cliffs to the west.
Weird areas around these cliffs where...
Remains of the demon.
Perhaps these remains of this demon's body would be.
The lizard folk dig for something in the cliffs.
All right.
I do not think it is gold.
What do the lizard folk think of you?
They serve me.
All right. Well, if we can get you healed up, and also find your collar so you can enter your cave. Could you perhaps get them to, if they find an item, to be able to give it to us, rather than us having to possibly take it forcibly?
I can take it forcibly if need be.
Okay.
When he says they serve me, does he mean literally?
Are you from the camp?
The camp?
The forge. Shot me.
No, we arrived there and disrupted their whole operation.
I must burn it.
After we close the maw, so that we can heal the wounds. I don't care what happens to it otherwise.
And after the innocents are freed.
But my wounds will take time or magic.
So we need to heal, right?
Yeah. I can't use lay on hands again. Right?
You haven't used it yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You said you could do it up to 20?
20 hit points
per
day.
Level 25.
And it's almost the end of the day, isn't it?
We did a short rest.
No. Well, we did.
Okay.
Short rest.
I can do my healing hands again for 4.
You did it after we short rested.
Huh?
You did it.
Right?
No, yeah. I did it when we pulled him out of the water.
I guess it was when you administrate stuff. That's true.
So Calvin can do that again.
And another 20.
And then Shane can do lay on hands.
Yep, which would be 20.
Which we're probably not going to need for the rest of the day. So
as you touch this creature and heal him, your hands burn. Mm-hmm. It is an evil creature. But you are still able to heal it. He sort of starts to stand. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You probably angered your god.
Do you know where your collar would be? Is it back at the
It's back at the castle.
I don't remember anything from the last few weeks.
If what you described it as, we saw it at the caravan attack outside of the castle.
Where we tried to save you the first time.
Right next to the lake, right?
So we could return to the castle, get it.
Is the stronghold still manned? Will they shoot at me?
It is manned by those who are under our command. They would not.
We are preparing to attack the caravan that arrives tomorrow. So we have some people ready to fight them. But as long as they know that you're not a threat to them, we should be fine.
Okay.
And then after, we burn it down. Well, I should say after we plug it up, we burn it down.
Yeah.
So we could return there, get your collar. Once the caravan's been destroyed, maybe we can get the skull and close this maw.
Okay.
Are you in any shape to travel?
Yes.
Can I ask real quick, are you talking to him as a crocodile?
No, I turned him back.
I didn't remember you doing that.
When we did our short rest, I'm like, I'm going
to
turn
really
on
funny
my,
to think
my
about.
Pork rat.
I keep thinking he's the crocodile from All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Yeah.
When he's singing. Oh! I forget the song he sings.
Yeah. Yes. Can he fly us back?
I don't know.
They don't
None
fly
ride me.
Yeah.
What do you say?
None ride me.
Oh, okay.
He's not big
can
enough
he
to carry
us in your claws. All right, well. Let's, if we make our way back after this short rest, we can rest there and prepare for tomorrow's fight.
Let's do that.
And make sure everything's ready, and we can find his collar. So, let's go back, prepare for the king's caravan, find you your collar, and prepare for a fight for tomorrow. It gives a little more time to rest up as well.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Resplendent. It. What do you think of the dragon?
Still scary. Yeah, but now he's not sick, so he's not as scary. Hopefully he'll help us because we helped him.
Well, let's head back towards the camp for now, I guess. Yep.
And there's like blacksmiths and stuff like that there, right? I have a question for one of them, or maybe for you.
All right, so you guys begin to head back. Mm-hmm. The dragon sort of circles over you as you are walking along. You arrive. It's in the middle of night. You hear some commotion coming from inside the walls.
Let me sprint up ahead.
You do so. Gutspiller is like the gate. You see it open with two very large blue ghost-like hands. Took you long enough.
Professor, we are back with the dragon.
We brought a friend.
Aye.
Season 8.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm thinking of fucking Draco in the sunset and bump.
Tell everyone not to attack him. Don't attack him!
He looks. They're all sort of hiding. Okay. I don't think it'll be a problem.
All right. Very good.
The plan is set, but I guess the plan has changed.
Hopefully this will help. Stygoth, do you see your collar?
He comes down.
Oh,
no.
He grabs it with his teeth, flicks it up, and it goes on his neck.
It's a cool trick.
I see he's outgrown his trick ring.
All right, let's prepare our plan and rest for the night, I suppose. Mm. Make sure we're all ready and healed and whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get your lay on hands back.
And slots and all that. How is Stygoth feeling now?
Like revenge.
Ooh. Might be worth flying high and scouting out to see how much time we have or how many people there are, you know, and have some advanced knowledge.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't give himself away to the
character. Sure, yeah, but if he's real high, and I'm sure the dragons have pretty good eyesight. He might be able to tell.
Sure. He will fly. He comes back after an hour or so. Mm-hmm. And says, they are close. They are many.
So we have our
there
options.
There are 12.
12.
Okay. 12 of them? 12.
At least. And two wagons covered.
So you don't know how many's in there?
Yep. I say, I mean, we have two strategies here. We have one, we can use our castle, fortify, and, you know, they might run away, they might attack, or we can ambush them on the road.
We have a dragon.
Well, the outside, Cersei had a dragon. The outside had an open area, but then there was also, like, swamp and stuff on the sides, right?
Yeah.
So perhaps we can, like, get them up, have, like, someone meet them, and then once they start getting out, we can just collapse on the sides and have a dragon, like, land behind, maybe, stuck.
And say that, or just have Stygoth do a running pass and we go clean up everything else.
True, golden roads.
I mean, we don't get what is, you know, the money and all that stuff, though, if we do that.
Yeah,
that is true. Might destroy that. So we might want stuff, especially to give to, like, the people that have been serving this place for so long.
There is a rider on a hulking black steed, black armor, a giant of a man.
I feel like that could be the Mountain King.
He holds a large javelin as he rides.
Four short ones.
Yeah, I have some javelins for his ass.
All right. Do we want to prepare an ambush from the sides? What do we want to do?
Can we have Stygoth?
Does Stygoth tell us about how long they are? How far they are from us?
They will be here morning.
Can we have Stygoth dig a trench so that the wagons collapse into it and then, like, cover it?
Slaves dig.
The first I got.
Slaves!
Yeah, trying to throw a dragon.
You're just hanging there, like, how many enemies are there? How many are there again?
12.
At least 12.
And covered wagons.
There's two covered wagons, so you can't see what's in the wagons.
There's a bunch of other people.
There's 12.
Could be people. You know that they are expecting a payment for the blades. Yeah. So at least some of that is fun.
Some of the wagons should be.
And some of it is money. Supplies.
I mean, I'm thinking here, this is a classic Robin Hood situation, in which case we, you know, dig little holes or stuff, cover with branches, maybe, as soon as they come up, Stygoth lands in front of them for that intimidation factor, and either they flee or they fight, in which case, either way, we jump out and attack. Surprise ambush.
So, foxholes in the swamp?
I like it, but I say we reverse Stygoth landing in front, have him land behind.
Him behind him, that so then we pin between a dragon and the castle.
And the castle, and then we have the castle, and then if we come from the sides, they have, like, no direction to be safe.
I would also...
They're between a Stygoth and a hard place.
I imagine we're mainly the ones outside, but maybe we take what, you know...
You know, Gutspiller.
Gutspiller can command people from
command
the castle.
You know, freed slaves and turned people.
Torog, did he stay? Or did he leave?
Torgo. He's still there.
Torgo's still there. He's the eye gouger.
I mean, if he was one of the higher-ups, maybe have him.
Now, the slaves are in no condition to fight.
Yeah.
They've mostly just been kept to feed into the pit.
If, like, Torgo and Gutspiller maybe are from the front, and they are the ones meeting up, maybe they can kind of, you know, he's a professional professor dude, you know, hero, and then someone else that maybe is familiar in case they need someone familiar, and they can make it work to seem like it's safe, and then we get the landing behind, and then we get the attacks from the front and everything. Maybe something like that could work.
Okay.
Like we have someone to greet them to make sure they come all the way in.
I think it's a solid plan for what's 12 people right now. I mean, yeah. Granted, we don't know what's inside the wagons, but I'm assuming it's just so they can take it.
What do we have guard-wise from Torgo?
We have Rot, who was the one that was about ready to be thrown into there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm sure he's going to be on our side.
Yeah. Well, we helped save him before, and then we save him again.
So Rot needs to be an influence with the other guards. Be like, hey, this is what your life is like now, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So of guards...
I think you said before when we came in there were about 15.
Yeah, that's about right.
Just put Rot in charge.
But it'd be good to have a couple maybe, like, if the castle has, like, walls or whatever, like, have them be able to shoot down on them with, like, arrows, and then have people on the sides come in and collapse on them while Stygoth stops escaping.
So there are 15 guards, and there are another 8 that are, like, workers that aren't slaves that can fight.
And then the slaves are all in no condition to do anything.
They're starved,
beaten.
Yeah. Well, we might not need the workers to do much except for maybe, like, close the doors and make sure they don't have... They can't get into the castle. So, like, their job maybe could be to make sure that the doors get closed, they stay there. Maybe we keep some guards on the walls.
Yeah.
And then we take the rest of them, put them in the swamps with us. Have Gutspiller and Torgo in the front, and then Stygoth land in the back.
So we have someone meet them?
Yeah, I think Torgo, because he was one of the higher-ups. And if they need a familiar face, I'm assuming he might be a familiar face.
So they meet. It gets to the... When does Stygoth land behind them? And then we spray the trap.
I'd say we could give them the option to, like, leave everything that you brought with you here. And you can live.
I mean, this is also a way of getting any kind of... Like, we don't know that rider is the king. Right? It could be a messenger or something.
We could put one of us with Gutspiller, too, in the front.
We could get some information before we just
kill him.
Unleash hell.
Let's put Gutspiller, one of us, and Torgo in the front.
Okay.
Maybe. That way we can have communication to do whatever, and then maybe that person can make the decision when to say, like, now!
Yeah.
And then, like, things happen.
All right. You spend the rest of the darkness hours laying out your plan.
Okay. Yep.
And you begin to get into position as the sun rises. And we'll see you next time.
Ah! Ow! This is so hard.
Thank you guys so much for watching. If you guys enjoyed this, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on the new D&D stuff coming out. And if you didn't see it yet, on YouTube is our Cthulhu one-shot that we played through. It's available. You can watch that right now. It was a lot of fun.
Invasive procedures.
Yes.